You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
And we welcome you into the Gym Class for this Monday, May the 18th, here on KGYM. And again, thanks for your patience as far as our maintenance is concerned on 1600 AM. We had it up a few times over the weekend. Of course, you can always listen to us on our FM signals as well, 102.3 FM. Also in Cedar Rapids, Jim OT, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, as well as 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Thank you very much for joining us. Scott Unash here from our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Buttons on the other side of the glass once again here today. Mark Dukes from his home on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids joining us as well on this Monday. And a very good weekend, a little bit more of a normal weekend. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I think you're right about that. Hope you guys are doing well. I'm doing fine. Not the best of days weather-wise, but we'll take it and move on this week.
We will, and a little bit more, like I said, of a bit of normalcy as far as the weekend is concerned with live sports. We had NASCAR racing from Darlington yesterday, and we'll talk about that. And also, we had the golf match as well. That took place at Seminole yesterday, and that was really interesting to see as well. So we got sports to talk about, live sports that we did not know what the outcome was.
No, and NASCAR was more real, as you know, than the golf, because it was a regular event, so to speak, and they're going to have a bunch of them here in the next few days. So, but the golf, I thought, was more interesting, Scott. I really did. And NASCAR, both without fans, of course. And NASCAR, I thought it was just another race. I really didn't notice much difference in, you know, well, certainly there were differences in the interviews during the race and afterwards.
Right.
And whatnot. The drone, I don't know how much it added positively or negatively. That was different. But again, I think the golf presented more interesting angles.
It did, and we're going to talk about that today. The coverage that the television folks they did basically, and get your opinion on it at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is the KGYM and text line. You can also reach us via the phone lines as well. Like to know if you tuned in. How much you tuned in? Did you tune in just to see how things would change? Did you tune in just to see live sports out there? And there were many, many opinions out there. I'm with you. And not only that, and we're going to talk about that throughout the hour, a couple of news items that we need to get to. And then we're burying the lead here, Mark. Jordan Bohannon is going to join us coming up in about 9 minutes or so. The former Linmar prep and, of course, University of Iowa point guard for the men's basketball team. We'll be back for his senior season next year, and we're going to talk with Jordan about that, about recovering from his latest surgery and prospects, we hope, for a 2020-2021 Iowa men's basketball team, which are looking very, very good right now anyway on paper.
Yes, indeed, and I would bill it as another Jordan with his chance to write his own last dance.
And I tell you what, everybody's going to miss the last dance from next week when that time period comes around. Well done by ESPN, and boy, it did exactly what it set out to accomplish, and that is it got gums flapping from coast to coast. No doubt about that, and kudos to ESPN for putting that out. 319-366-1600. Things to discuss. First of all, Samson Evans leaving the Iowa football program. He has gone into the transfer portal. Mark, a young man that didn't see the field a whole lot, but a young man out of Crystal Lake, Illinois, is going to be moving elsewhere.
Yeah, he came in very highly decorated. He was the Illinois Gatorade Player of the Year out of high school, and his stats were just staggering. He came to Iowa, kind of went back and forth between running back and wide receiver, but never saw the field. So I guess this is something you could see coming. And another example of not every recruit works out. So, he will land somewhere and contribute, I think, though.
Yeah, and just didn't work out, and sometimes that is the case out there. That is a news item, as well as this. In the last hour, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union and the Iowa High School Athletic Association have put out their latest update as far as the fight against COVID-19 and the coronavirus, and how it is as far as dealing with the possibility of summer sports is concerned. And I'm just going to read this verbatim. It's not very long. If I can get through this okay without joking or anything. The Iowa High School Athletic Association and the Girls Union continue to plan for a return to play as soon as possible in a safe and responsible manner. Discussions with member schools, the Iowa Department of Education, the Iowa Department of Public Health, and NFHS, that's the National Federation of High Schools, are essential in determining when and how upcoming activities may proceed. Our student athletes want to return to action, and we want to be able to provide opportunities for them to participate safely. We are reviewing numerous COVID considerations and protocols so that a final decision can be made regarding the summer's baseball and softball seasons. The principles are keeping health and safety of participants, coaches, officials, administrators, and spectators as the top priority, and working with the DOE, the Department of Public Health, and other state officials on sport requirements and scheduling within the recommendations for schools and facilities, and developing practical guidelines and protocols for baseball and softball events. And that would be practices, workouts, games, and postseason. Governor Kim Reynolds and the Iowa Department of Education set June 1st as the deadline date for an announcement regarding the possibility of summer sports and activities in the state of Iowa. And both the union and the association will issue a decision and further guidance following these announcements. So that is the latest. And there has been all kinds of ongoing behind-the-scenes talks about how things can play out between administrators, coaches, both the girls' union and the Iowa High School Athletic Association. There are a lot of recommendations. I know Jeff Linder is working on a story right now. My former teammate and Benton Community softball coach, Eric Stenberg, Jake's his son, Eric Stenberg, who is a physician on the front lines as far as fighting this is concerned, he put out his own kind of recommendation on how things should be from a medical standpoint. And I don't know, Jeff's doing a really good story on that. If he hasn't put it out right now, I know he's hinting about it, but go to see that at gazette.com. But if we have a summer high school baseball and softball season, A, it's going to look different. We know that. B, it's going to be shorter. It's going to be something like we have never seen before. And quite frankly, the eyes of the entire nation are going to be on Iowa because of the fact that we're the only state in the union with summer baseball and softball. We're the only game in town, Mark. So that adds a little bit more pressure, I think, to everything.
I think it does. The story to which you referred being written by Jeff Linder, I think it is up there on online. Stenberg, an emergency room physician who knows very well what this thing looks like from a medical standpoint. And he contacted the State Association and Girls Union, according to Jeff's story, and recommended some guidelines, some suggested or maybe type things that very interesting in my mind. And as far as the announcement today, I don't know whether it should make one feel more hopeful or less hopeful of a summer season. I couldn't really gauge that a whole lot. The announcement didn't surprise me. It's May 18th and June 1st, about 2 weeks away. I would think some kind of plan has to be in place a week prior to that June 1st date. So I know, as you said, the two organizations are looking at this very, very carefully. And we've got surrounding states like Nebraska and Kansas, which are opening up to either their high school weight rooms being open or youth sports being able to be played with certain guidelines. And how that plays into things, I'm not quite sure as well. But I think we're nearing a decision on summer sports, either pro or con.
Yes, we are. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in. And finally, it was a tough weekend, and then even got tougher today. We lost Fred Willard over the weekend. What a tremendous comedian Fred Willard is and was. So many different roles that he had. Buttons is shaking his head, says, yeah. One of the latest ones he did was, of course, Phil Dunphy's father in Modern Family. And he passed away over the weekend. And now today, Ken Osmond passing away. Now, if you just said the name Ken Osmond, a lot of people, the light bulbs don't go off. But when you say Eddie Haskell, I think that gets a few more light bulbs. But we lost Ken Osmond today, who played Eddie Haskell. He passed away at the age of 76. And man alive. Leave it to Beaver fame out there. So tough weekend, Mark. Tough weekend.
I was never a fan of the Beav. I'm aware of Osmond and his role, Eddie Haskell. And Willard was a really brilliant guy, funny.
Oh, amazing.
Versatile. I think he was in his mid-80s when he died. And let's not forget Phyllis George.
Yes. Yes. Phyllis George, of course, was one of the stalwarts as far as the NFL Today on CBS with Brent Musburger and Irv Cross and, of course, Jimmy the Greek. And that did not go well between Phyllis George and Jimmy the Greek. The Greek thought Phyllis should not have been on there. And Phyllis was the original as far as laying the groundwork for women in sports broadcasting, to be quite honest with you. She was the pioneer. Former Miss America, was the first lady of the state of Kentucky as well, and she passed away over the weekend or just ahead of the weekend. But television sports would not be the same and would be without Phyllis George out there.
No, she was a trailblazer, and I read a story in her interview with CBS. They asked her whether she had any background in sports, and she said, yeah, I dated some athletes. and they went ahead and hired her. And her role was not to be an analyst, more of a facilitator on the show, a female presence that, as you mentioned, was paved the way to a lot of women getting behind the microphone on TV, and whether it be in studio or on the sidelines. And I love that show.
It was the show. It was
tremendous. It was tremendous, and each one of those four did their part to make it so.
Yeah. So tough with Phyllis George, Fred Willard, and now Ken Osmond all passing away. We're going to take a very quick time out and come back. Jordan Bohannon is ready to go. We're going to talk with the Iowa point guard after this. You're listening to The Gym Class for a Monday, May the 18th here on KGYM.
Test Iowa is a statewide initiative to expand COVID-19 testing, track virus activity, and protect the health of our state. You can help. Just go to testiowa.com and take the online assessment. You'll be asked about symptoms and other factors that may mean you should be tested. If you qualify, you'll be prompted to schedule an appointment at a testing site near you. It only takes a few minutes to do the assessment. By filling it out, you can help Iowa manage the virus and get back on track. Visit testiowa.com to learn more. Furnished by the Iowa Broadcasters Association.
Reimagine your outdoor living space with Alexander Lumber and Trex. Choose the enduring beauty and durability of Trex composite decking. It's engineered to eliminate time-consuming maintenance while providing superior scratch, fade, and stain resistance. In other words, you spend much less time taking care of your deck and a whole lot more time enjoying it. The experts at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander will help you create the deck of your dreams. Contact them today to start the design process. Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander, both in Iowa City.
It's time to get your lawn and garden in shape, and the Solid Waste Agency is here to help. Linn County residents can pick up free compost at our Cedar Rapids location near Czech Village. We have no contact loading available to keep you and our staff safe. It's easy. Just hold up a note that says compost. Stop at the scale house first. That's mandatory. Wait for a thumbs up, then head to the compost pile. Our staff will load pickups and trailers. Residents, please observe social distancing rules. Get hours and details at solidwasteagency.org.
Economic stimulus payments will be hitting your bank account soon. In fact, nearly $200 million will be coming to area households. You might need that money for rent, mortgage, utilities, even food. But if you don't, KGYM encourages you to think of the thousands of local businesses being impacted right now. Waiting to spend those dollars at your favorite place when we're all on the move again? That'll be a huge boost for them and our economy. If you don't need it for necessities, save your stimulus and shop locally. It could mean millions of dollars for the corridor.
Back with you on the Gym Class for a Monday on KGYM. Thank you for joining us. Scott Unash along with Mark Dukes. Buttons, our producer, again here today. I'm going to talk about the sports from the weekend. NASCAR was live back at Darlington. Golf was played at Seminole yesterday. We will talk about those things coming up in just a little bit. But I want to bring in Jordan Bohannon now from the Iowa men's basketball team. Of course, former Linmar Lion, and getting ready for what he hopes will be a very much more normal season next year for the Iowa Hawkeyes. And Jordan, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. And how's everything going?
Everything's going well. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. And I would imagine that first thing I wanted to ask are the driveway games, neighborhood games, and more importantly, are the Linmar alumni pickup games. They're probably on hold right now, aren't they?
Yeah, it's unfortunate right now. I've been wanting to get in the gym, but they've been put on hold for a little while here.
Jordan, I know this is not, a new question for you, but for our listeners and ourselves, can you put into words, a few words anyway, what the last 2+ years have been like for you?
Yeah, they've been, obviously there's been a lot of ups and downs these last 2 years for me. You know, thinking back to my sophomore year, I played pretty well that year, but coming off, you know, my foot injury with plantar fasciitis, and we struggled as a team, and I had to deal with my hip my junior year, but we had a really successful year. Making the NCAA tournament and almost made a deep run like we hoped we would. But individually, you know, it's just been really tough on me mentally just because I've had to deal with these injuries. And I'm not one to ever complain or wanting to sit out or anything. So it was really tough for me to make the decision to do the first one. And, you know, the second hip gave out and I had to make a decision and do the second one as well. So it was a really tough last 2 years, especially for me.
How is everything after the second operation? Can you update us on that?
Everything's going really well. You know, I'm almost close to getting 100%. You know, I'm working on a lot of conditioning stuff and getting my body ready to get in shape and getting ready for the long grind this season coming up. So I've kind of taken a different approach this hip surgery. You know, I don't really have to rush back. The first one, I kind of rushed back and tried to play right away and didn't do a lot of individual workouts and didn't really focus on my body as much. So this time around, I'm taking my time and really focusing in on nutrition and conditioning aspect of this rehab process.
Jordan, congratulations on getting that extra year. And I know it probably wasn't surprising, but until you hear the word, you never know. But this is an era of transfer portals, okay? You know that as well as anybody, and you've dealt with that, teammates and otherwise. Did you ever flirt with the idea of that for you?
Yeah, you know, I've gotten that question a couple of times this past few months, and, you know, based off my scheduling with my rehab process and the things I had to deal with this last year, that was definitely floating around in my mind. I'd be a liar to say it wasn't, just because of, you know, I was on a different schedule, like I said, and I was distant from the team and working on myself and trying to get back to 100%, and started thinking about the possibilities of if I had the opportunity, I got an extra year, if I had the opportunity to go somewhere, you know, I'd try to make a deep run the like I always hoped, getting to the Final Four and winning a national championship. That's been my goal since college. But, you know, at the end of the day, I belong in Iowa, and I realize that. And going forward, I'm an Iowa kid and wanting to always put on the Iowa jersey every single game and just really cherishing this moment of being here. You know, that's what I really took to heart. And really, Coach McCaffrey was the only coach in the entire country that believed in me out of high school. And, you know, it would be so tough for me to ever turn my back on him and that family.
Yeah, and of course, getting ready for what could be anyway a pretty special year, at least on paper anyway, for this Iowa men's basketball team. If everything works out according to plan, I tell you what, you just got to be salivating to get back into the gym with these guys, especially if Luka comes back, which is kind of the direction, I think, unless an NBA team falls in love with him and makes him a first-round pick that everyone's kind of pointing at.
Yeah, you know, it's been funny. We've had these Zoom conversations as a team weekly, and we're all just really itching to get back with each other and wanting to get in the gym and work, because we know the type of talent on this team, you know, from the bottom to the top. It's kind of scary at the talent-wise and the experience we have coming back this year. And, you know, I was telling Chad Lithgow in my interview the other day, I was saying I don't think there's any team in the country 1-5 that has the talent-wise and the experience-wise that we have coming back. And it's really nice knowing what we have coming back, and we're really hoping Luka comes back as well.
If you had to write your Jordan's last dance, what would that look like, Jordan?
That's a tough question. you know, watching the documentary, it's really opened my eyes of, I mean, being a part of a team, obviously, I experienced things and we experienced things that not a lot of people experience on a day-to-day basis, and they don't know what goes on. So I think that documentary, if you're pointing to that, that kind of realizes and opens your eyes to all the little details that happens in a team. And I think it's important for the outside kind of to start to realize that, because it's not easy being a basketball player and being in the spotlight in college, especially, you know, with all the critics going around and stuff, and you have to hear it on a day-to-day basis. So it's really cool to be able to see that documentary now and kind of compare it to what it's like being in college.
Well, you talked about hearing and watching and seeing things. And by the way, give Jordan a follow on Twitter @JordanBow_3, because it's a e-ticket at Disneyland sometimes. Because you will say what's on your mind, and people will tend to disagree with you at times. But I think you cherish that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I've always been someone, since I got to campus, I always spoke what's on my mind. And, you know, I've gotten in trouble with that growing up from my mom and dad a lot of times. But, you know, that's just my personality. I tell it how it is. And there's not a lot of lies that come from my mouth. And I'd say what I believe in. And I think especially in today's era with social media taking off like it has, and people can say whatever they want on the social media, so, you know, me being me, I'm always going to fire back like I do on the court. I love interactions like that. And, you know, I think it's important as well to have kind of use social media as a tool to, you know, as motivation for myself, because I see all this stuff on a day-to-day basis and it really fuels my fire. And I wake up every day with a different chip on my shoulder because of that.
No, I think you've not only been witty and forthcoming on Twitter, Jordan, but you've done some really good things with the leaving your shoes in the middle of Hilton Coliseum and raising money in that regard. And now, as we go through this virus, kind of inspiring kids with your dribble challenge. So I'm glad you don't play football for Kirk Ferentz, or you wouldn't be able to do this.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because there's that mix of, I think, feelings from the outside about student athletes having Twitter and social media and whatnot. You know, obviously it's up to the coaches at some points, but I love the aspect of being interactive with fans. You know, I've kind of grown a base of this younger generation of kids that kind of been following my everyday moves. And that's kind of what my goal was when I got to college, was try to inspire the younger kids, because I was that younger kid that I wanted to be a college athlete. I was in their shoes, it feels like yesterday. And I wanted to continue to keep trying to inspire the younger generation and help them out. Because obviously social media is a powerful tool, and I'm able to reach and interact with fans with that.
Jordan Mohanan joining us here at 3:27 on the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And I'm not sure if it's going to be legislated during your time at the University of Iowa, but of course we have now going through the NCAA, the name, image, and likeness. Could be a possibility. Who knows? Maybe you get a few bucks thrown your way from somebody on the outside out there. And I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts about that. And maybe I'm sure you've talked it over with your teammates and kind of what they're thinking about it as well.
Yeah, you know, from across the board, I've been a huge proponent of name, image, and likeness. I've always thought that should be basic rights for student athletes for across the country, because every other student on campus has those rights. You know, I've talked to a lot of people, obviously a lot of legislators that are trying to push for this bill, and actually have a call next week with the NCPA on expediting the NIL rights for student athletes for this upcoming fall because of the whole COVID pandemic, and they want to push for these rights to be expedited. So I'm looking forward to that as well. But you know, it's a big controversy out there, and I've always been an advocate for it, and I want to continue to be an advocate for it, not just for me to make money, but for future student athletes that come in college and are wanting to try to make extra bucks outside the court. You know, you look at the student athlete poverty rate, I think it was 86% that come to college in NCAA a few years ago. So if you think about that, the amount of kids that come to college just really living off the hopes of getting professionally, and they're not able to make money in college, it just doesn't seem right, you know. And I'm hoping that one day it'll all be solved, but you know, the NCAA, they like to take their time with things.
Sure, and this may be an impossible question to answer, but I'm sure you have views of what next season will look like with perhaps the era of the coronavirus perhaps still hanging around, whether it be pregame, postgame handshakes, any interactions. Have you thought about that much, and what do you think it might look like?
Yeah, it's tough to... You know, that's a really good question. I mean, I've thought about that a lot. You know, if you look at now, I think that first soccer game was played in Germany without any fans the other day. And, you know, all the substitutes are sitting 6 feet from apart wearing masks, you know, with no fans in the arena. It's just a weird environment. And really, you kind of have to look back at why you're playing the game for the love of the game. Is it just for the popularity or the clout that everyone talks about? For student athletes try to be successful nowadays, or is it truly for the love of the game and wanting to play because this is where you wanted to be your entire life growing up as a kid? So, you know, that's a really tough question to answer. And, you know, I've heard a lot of different things on whether this season's even going to be played or not. But really just trying to take it day by day, because you just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. It'll look different, certainly, but I know one thing you're looking forward to is the fact that to be pain-free for the first time in several seasons. And, I mean, you haven't been able to get in the gym a whole lot, do a lot of shooting, do a lot of working out with your teammates, but, I mean, that's got to be just such an amazing thought for you anyway, to get back out on the basketball court and not have to worry about anything.
Right. I can't begin to express my feelings about that, because I really haven't taken part in any off-season workouts since I got on campus my freshman year. You know, I've been battling all these injuries and just trying to be okay to start the season every single year. And for once, I'm feeling fine and I'm able to start doing things in the summer. And, you know, just really looking forward to being able to reconvene with the guys and just be there to be a motivational person on the court during the summer for once.
Jordan, last one from me. I wondered what post-basketball might look like for you, because I know you're going to wrap up a degree in business, I believe, something in that regard. I'm sure you'd like to play professionally, but have you thought about what Jordan Bohannon in 10 years is going to look like?
I think about it every day, to be honest with you. You know, especially when I got closer to this degree, I was like, holy crap, I'm getting close to this real world. I need to start figuring out my life here. And, you know, I'm starting to plan some things. You know, I'm obviously trying to play after college, whether that's here in the States or overseas. But at the end of the day, you know, I got a degree from the University of Iowa, and hopefully to use it in some business field in the real world. So, you know, I feel like I'm a pretty good communicator and able to hold a conversation with people. And, you know, I'm always a learner and always trying to grow. So hopefully those qualities will help me out there in the workforce.
Yeah. You sound a lot like Zach when you're talking. Doing the same things.
Don't compare me to that.
No, I think the Bohannons could have their own sports talk show. I really do. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it could do very well. And that would be a lot of fun to have out there. But we hope to have a basketball season, sans COVID, and hopefully a normal basketball season. I know you would like that as well. And everyone's kind of looking forward to things in Iowa City this winter. But Jordan, hey, always appreciate it. Say hi to the family. Thanks for taking time to talk with us, and take care.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You bet. Jordan Bohannon, Iowa point guard, joining us here on the gym class on this Monday here on KGYM. He does sound like Zach a little bit on that way he answered that question. I'm just going to say that. I'm just throwing that out there, Mark.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy, that's for sure. He's going to go down statistically as one of the great Hawkeyes, but in terms of character and personality, he's going to be right up there as well.
Yeah. And what a family, too. I mean, just you talk about the first families of basketball maybe ever as far as the Metro is concerned. And the Bohannon's got to be right up there in the conversation, certainly. All of the brothers that went through and played at Linmar.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You think of the Freezes on the girls' side, and definitely the Bohannons on the boys' side.
Breitbach.
God, they must have scored 10,000 points as a family. I don't know at Linmar, but they were very entertaining and good people as well.
Yeah. 3:34, our thanks to Jordan Bohannon. In case you missed any part of our conversation, we will have it up, Buttons Will, after the program on our website at kgymradio.com. Or if you just want to revisit it, we invite you to do so. A little bit of sad news, and we're anticipating this more and more as we get into the next couple of weeks or so. Furman University announcing that their baseball program is going to be cut. That, according to D1 Baseball, Southern Conference member, and they've won 13, finished the 2019 campaign with 13 conference wins. And so no baseball for Furman, the Paladins, Mark, as you know.
I'm the only Paladin, as far as I know, but adding to the list of sports being cut, it's not a lengthy list, but a significant list nonetheless when you talk about those particular programs.
No doubt about that. We're going to take a break, come back, and when we do, we are going to talk about the weekend in sports. Yes, there was sports this weekend. Did you watch? How much did you watch? Did you watch if you weren't a fan? What'd you think of the coverage? We'll talk about that when we return after this here on KGYM.
You already know Network Computer Solutions protects your network and computers, but did you know they can also protect your business with a security system? NCS offers everything: camera systems, door access, key fob entrance cards, even 24-hour video surveillance. They understand how important security is to your work and your people, so they customize every element for you. For a free consultation and site review, call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT and security puzzle.
During these challenging times, we join the entire industry in our concern for the health and well-being of people everywhere. And our commitment is stronger than ever. To those affected by the pandemic, our hearts are with you. To our nation's healthcare workers, we are deeply grateful. To our customers, we are eager to help you put food and essentials on families' tables. With care and perseverance, the women and men of Red Star and BioSpringer by Lasoff.
It's fine if you don't feel fine right now. You're allowed to feel worried or afraid, but if your worry or fear has taken you to a dark place you can't see yourself climbing out of, it's time to talk. There are people available right now at Foundation 2. They're great listeners. Just call 319-362-2174. Or if you'd rather text, no problem, go to yourlifeiowa.org and start a conversation. At KGYM, we care about you now and always.
Imagine sports without music, the sound of a halftime show, or firing up a crowd in the bottom of the ninth. And what about the team powering out to be introduced on the court? Sports without music is like pancakes without syrup, or bacon without more bacon. It's just wrong. So get your sports here on KGYM and get all the smart rock you can handle on Smart FM, 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 in Iowa City, and on your favorite smart speaker.
There may be no games.
No practices.
No high fives.
But we're all still part of a team.
And we all have a role to play.
Right now, that means keeping our distance.
But still checking on each other.
Helping the most vulnerable.
And supporting our heroes.
That are keeping us safe.
Sports may be paused,
but the best parts
are needed now more than ever.
So let's all do our part to help our team
right now.
Hashtag one team, ESPN.
The folks at Odor Eaters want to express our deep appreciation for the healthcare professionals, first responders, and essential business employees who continue to do so much to take care of the rest of us. To all of you working harder and longer days, if our products can help make the days ahead a little more bearable, you can find them in stores and online at Walmart, Target, CVS, or other fine retailers. Thank you. Stay healthy and safe.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
At AutoZone, we've always been here to help you get what you need to go where you need. That hasn't changed. Needing some battery help? We've got you. Whether it's a free battery test or a free charge, we can help you get started again. And if it's time for a replacement, we've got a full selection of batteries starting at $79.99. That's why we're America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track, 12 months ending December 2019.
3:40 back with you on this Monday, May the 18th, 2020. Scott Udash, Mark Dukes, Buttons, our producer. Thanks to Jordan Bohannon for joining us. Great conversation we had with Jordan, the Iowa point guard. And again, if you missed that, we'll have it up for you shortly after the program on our website at kgymradio.com. Before I forget, happy birthday to wife Christy today.
Yes, indeed. I wished her a happy birthday earlier, and congratulations to your son, Aaron, graduating from University of Northern Iowa. Big times in the Udash household.
Yeah. we hope we're going to get through all this. and
hey, you know, working from home here, every now and then I get a rap on the door, and lo and behold, Mike Bruner from the Rusty Nail stopped by to pick up his big haul from the season, so he wanted me to say hi to you.
Well, hi to Mike.
And I haven't seen him for what, 2-3 months?
Yeah, is his hair long too?
I he was wearing a hat. I didn't notice.
He's always wearing a hat. Anyway, a lot of people heard from Buttons. He got a haircut. I was very jealous, and he said that he went early, but he heard from friends that a 5-hour wait for a haircut at certain places here in town. 5 hours. So
first it was toilet paper, now it's haircuts. What's next? I don't know.
319-366-1600. That is the text line if you would like to weigh in with us. We're going to talk about sports from the weekend. We actually had live sports. We had, of course, NASCAR at Darlington, the track too tough to tame, and we had golf, a money-raising event to fight COVID-19, and that was held down at Seminole Golf Club, one of the top golf clubs in the country down in West Palm Beach, Florida, a Donald Ross design, which has been tweaked a little bit over the last few years, but it's very much one of Donald Ross's masterpieces. And Let's start with that, Mark. And we'd love to hear from our listeners at 319-366-1600. Did you watch sports just to watch this weekend? Did you watch because you missed it? How much did you watch? What did you think of the new broadcast normal, if you will? I texted you, Mark. First thing I noticed right out of the shoot, at least on NBC, was a disclaimer before anything about how everything was checked through the various agencies as far as this golf event was played and the everything behind it and how it was set up and whatnot. And you had social distancing. You had no caddies. But the first thing, again, I noticed was the fact that NBC ran a disclaimer prior to it. Fox did not before the race at Darlington.
I noticed that as well, and I think a couple things. Number one, it raised significant amount of money for two organizations that are very central to the COVID virus and the attack and trying to slow it and end it. That was a good thing. Of course, it was made for TV. I didn't like one interview that Mike Tirico brought on, but we're not going to get into that.
Yeah.
I thought it was out of place. But I think by and large, despite the fact that the four golfers were a tad rusty, especially on the greens, I enjoyed watching them play in shorts. You know, I don't have a man crush on anybody, don't get me wrong, but it just, you know, why not let these guys play in shorts all the time?
It's not hurting anybody.
I mean, they were very well dressed in shorts, and I know traditionally it goes against the norm, but why not? I thought it was interesting they're carrying their own bags and able to use range finders, two things you don't see in a normal event. And
boy, did that go faster, too. It went so much faster with the range finders.
I think it was, what, 4.5 hour round, something like that, with the extra hole being played.
And only because the reason they had to delay a little bit was due to the fact that they had not their normal amount of cameras on the course. They had two crews, and one would do a hole, then they'd scurry off to two holes ahead and get set up to do that. There were no overhead cameras other than the drone or blimp shot that NBC had. We'll get to drones coming up in a minute. Or two, but it was basically everything from ground level as far as the golf was concerned.
It was, and we're going to have another event this weekend with Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Tiger Woods, and Phil Mickelson. We'll see how it's different, if at all, but it'll be another event made for TV and no fans. And I think it's going to be pretty similar, but I think this one's going to be a little more entertaining, not only with the principals involved, but with Charles Barkley offering commentary, and I'm kind of looking forward to that as well. But I thought it was just good to see, even though it was made for TV, good to see the professionals that you're used to being out there on the course, competing, social distancing, and it was refreshing.
319-366-1600. If you would like to weigh in and what you thought about the golf. That was golf. I thought it was, they were a little rusty out there. It was interesting because DJ hadn't played in something like 4 weeks. Rory hadn't played in 4 weeks. And I think now everyone's starting to get back into the competitive juices are starting to flow again as far as golfers are concerned because they see a target date now. They know that in 3 weeks they're going to be playing most of them down at Colonial, which is a tough golf course in its own right down in Fort Worth, Texas. But most of these guys took a long time off during the first part of this coronavirus, especially folks I think with families took advantage of the time off.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I think as time went on during the round, the competitive juices started flowing a little bit more. Ricky Fowler got on a roll and won several skins, and then down to the wire, they had putts on the 18th hole to win $1.1 million for either the Nurses Association or the CDC. And went to an extra hole, a 120-yard hole that only two of them hit the green. Really? Okay. But Rory on the last shot of the event put it just inside Matthew Wolf's ball and allowed him and Dustin Johnson to walk away with that amount of money. I think $5-6 million overall raised for those two organizations. So that was wonderful.
That was wonderful. Golf commentary, 319-366-1600. Yeah, it was the that was very more of a serious golf nature than what is going to happen this Sunday. I have a big feeling, because that's the one this Sunday on TNT with Charles Barkley on course along with Justin Thomas and others. That could go off the rails at times, but guys were mic'd up. Got to hear a little bit of trash talking a little bit. I loved when Rory said, yeah, I have won the FedEx twice in 25 events or something like that. And Matthew Wolf tried so hard to get him back. He did get a doozy off on Dustin Johnson, though, when he said that Justin asked him if this was if the waste area was considered a sand trap. And, of course, said something yeah, have you had problems with those before? Of course, going back to Dustin Johnson's.
I don't think Dustin appreciated that.
No, I don't think Dustin appreciated that too much. 319-366-1600. We had NASCAR as well from Darlington. And Fox did not start things off with a disclaimer, but you bet your bottom dollar Fox and NASCAR took the time to show everything that was in place as far as the prevention against COVID-19 were concerned, including commentators with masks on site. Only one commentator on site in the pits, Reagan Smith, but he did have a mask on. They went out of their way, I think, to show that the crews were social distancing and the practices that were put in place. As far as getting into the event, it was a very bare bones as far as a sporting event is concerned. And from all indications, it went off very, very well. As far as Fox television is concerned, I think for the most part, it was a pretty normal race broadcast after it got started. I don't think it was the greatest race in the world, but, you know, you can't control things like that. And the drone, though, Mark, too much drone, Fox. And no, and I know, speaking for my father, when the drone goes very quickly back and forth and around and zooming out, he can't take that. And I was thinking of him when it happened. I'm going, oh my gosh, how many of the other viewers out there also have some sort of a condition that they can't take that coaster riding like that? That's what I thought of.
I have a bit of vertigo myself from time to time, and I can understand that. I just don't think the drone added much, if anything, to the coverage. It was an interesting experiment, perhaps, you know, to be tweaked and improved. But I think for this event alone, it didn't really add much to it. Like the golf, the commentators in golf, Mike Tirico was in his home in, excuse me, in Michigan.
Yep.
There were two on-site commentators, but in the NASCAR race, Mike Joy and Jeff Gordon were remote. And I think what was it, Reagan Smith, the sideline, or not the sideline, but the pit.
Yes.
Reporter. He was about the only one down there. So, you know, as the commentary went on, I couldn't tell whether they were at home or whether they were on site. So I don't think it was too bad in that regard.
No, and they tried something with the drone, and I don't, you know, I don't disdain them for that. It was just not, I think they, well, I'm with you. I think they used it way too much. They went to it at very awkward times. It needed to be a little bit more of a scene setter than a main camera, as far as my opinion is concerned. And
oh, we've got more races. What, the next one coming up Wednesday?
Wednesday night will be an Xfinity race.
Just a packed schedule here in the next couple weeks. So maybe we'll see things evolve in that regard.
Coca-Cola 600 will go off at Charlotte Motor Speedway coming up on Sunday evening into the nighttime hours in its usual spot. And That'll be interesting to see how that plays out right there. 319-366-1600. Andy on the text line. As a golfer, I've heard about Seminole forever. Am I the only one who, upon turning it on, was surprised at how flat and open it was? I'm sure there are subtleties that you don't get from TV, but it was still surprising to me. Thing about Seminole, and they did a little bit of explanation on it, was it actually has more elevation than a lot of Florida courses that are pretty close to the ocean or even a little bit inland from the ocean. Usually they are very flat, as you know, Mark. You and I have both played Florida courses with a lot of water. But this one has two kind of 50-foot ridges that are on either side of the property that Donald Ross really did a nice job of. Used to be a lot more trees on Seminole, but that seems to be the new trend in golf as far as courses are concerned. For a while it was to make everything tree-lined, and now it's to have trees not be there. And they took a lot of trees out as far as Seminole is concerned. And probably not the prettiest course as far as television. It would have looked better with some cameras that were mounted off the ground. I really think that would be the case, but you got to see it kind of from the golfer's point of view a little bit.
I thought it was it's a very interesting course that's very underrated. A couple aspects. I heard that this course is closed for the summer right now, and I thought that was a bit odd, but maybe that's what they do in Florida. And Seminole's newest member, Tom Brady.
Not me. 53-19. Don't you find it weird that they didn't test any of the drivers and pit crew before the race happened, especially considering all the stuff that Dana White was criticized for and speculated about the fact that they went in the complete opposite direction and no one's talking about it is concerning? No, they were tested. 53-19. Mm-hmm. Everybody was tested coming into the racetrack on Sunday. And they were tested as they left the racetrack on Sunday as well. They showed Ryan Newman being tested in his truck. And I know Jenna Fryer, who does a great job covering motorsports, also tweeted this out a lot yesterday, that everybody that was at Darlington was tested, no matter if you were on a race team or not, when you went in. Period.
Yeah, I agree.
And they had that marked off as far as the to-do list was concerned. 319-366-1600. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Squeeze this in before the end of the program here. Notre Dame's Twitter feed just about 20 minutes ago says this: after consultation with experts and health officials to develop a plan to ensure the health and safety of all members of the campus community, we will welcome back students to the campus for the fall semester the week of August 10th.
That's been rumored.
It has, and Notre Dame's on-campus student body is much less than an Ohio State.
Correct.
Whether that plays into anything or not, but this also dovetails with the possible return of football. There's no question.
Yeah. So we'll see. We shall see about that. We need to take a final break. We'll come back, wrap things up on this Monday edition of the Gym Class after this on KGYM.
It's time for some straight talk. Even though most live sports are on hold now, big wireless companies haven't stopped playing games. They're always trying to lock you into overpriced contracts. With Straight Talk Wireless, there are no contracts. It runs on America's best network, same as the big carriers, but you save up to 50%. $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. You might miss sports, but don't play games, you'll lose. Straight Talk Wireless. No contracts, no compromise.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
GEICO has the insurance industry leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
We are back on the Gym Class for this Monday here on KGYM. Scott and Mark with you. A reminder, coming up tonight, more classic NFL from Westwood One on 106.3 FM in Iowa City and the Gym OT in Cedar Rapids, 107.5 FM. It will be the Super Bowl between Pittsburgh and Arizona. That was a dandy. And whether you like Pittsburgh or Arizona, whatever the case may be, but rebroadcast coming up tonight, 7 o'clock for you on those two frequencies. Mark, looking forward to that. That should be a good one. And Todd and Alex coming up next on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock.
Several great shows planned the rest of the week, and maybe a surprise or two as we reach out to a specific guest. But hopefully you tune in each and every day here at 3 o'clock.
We know Caddy Smack comes up on Wednesday. We will not be talking about a good portion of our shots from our Saturday golf outing.
Not mine, anyway.
We'll not
but
be.
But the fresh air was good.
It was, and everything was good other than a few golf shots. We had our moments, no doubt about that, but we were very happy there weren't any cameras following us on Saturday. All right, Mark, we will talk to you tomorrow at 3. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next. Thanks to Buttons for Mark Duke, Scott Unash saying so long here on KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
The Final Lap with Carrie Murphy is on.
NASCAR, back in action from